I'm Tyler Adams, and you are listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Just a quick word here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they're going to represent you 24/7, nights and weekends. They get us on the air. You get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, you might drive an 18-wheeler, you might work in a refinery. Call the Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual, big fans of the Houston Dynamo, big fans of the sport of soccer. Daspit Law Firm is going to bring you a personalized approach. They'll work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. Get that representation you need with the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. And one of the big stars of the Dynamo 5-2 victory at Sporting Kansas City, Nico Hansen, joins us now. Nico, thank you very much. I know you're taking time out to get prepared for the storm and the hurricane, but I appreciate you giving us a few minutes.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this game and in the context first of the team and what this means to you guys, because you know it's pretty debatable that you guys really have played well enough to win games prior to this, but you finally get that first win. Talk about it in the context of the team.
I mean, for me, it's not a debate. I think we have been playing well enough to win games, but it just hasn't gone our way in that sense. So I think it finally gets to show what our team's about, and it gets to show how we're going to move forward.
So the competition that's been created with Todd Bramos, you know, you have a new coaching regime now. Tell us a little bit about what's making everybody thrive, because you guys look like you're really enjoying playing the game.
Yeah, and I think that's something that Tab really harps on, is having, like, not just have fun, but being confident and being free to play and not feel that you aren't allowed to make mistakes and you aren't allowed to have errors. And I think that really shows in the way that we play, and that guys are confident to play within our system and to play within an organization on the field, but still, you know, create and be creative and be dynamic soccer players.
Nico Hansen joining us, goal and assist against Sporting Kansas City, had the wonderful flick with the outside of his foot and then the beautifully weighted pass that led to a goal as well. And we're not pointing fingers here at anybody, but culturally it's different now. Did you feel a little bit more tense, or do you think your teammates did last year to make mistakes in the environment?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak so much for what last year all entailed. I came in late in the season and I had a few different changes happen pretty quickly, but could definitely tell the environment of the team is growing in the right direction. I think there were some growing pains that we have to go through, but things that can be normal when you're not winning games as much as you'd think you have the talent to. So it can be kind of hard to push past that. So I think we're pushing past that, and we're ready to go.
We're in a super high confident moment, but the reality is, like all human beings, soccer players have moments where there might be a little self-doubt that creeps in. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, I mean, with anybody and any job and any profession, I think there's self-doubt, but it's how quickly can you acknowledge it and deal with it?
All right, so let's. I want to go through first your goal, because you even tricked the commentator on that one, because I was really prepared that you were going to play in Darwin Quintero. And then you produce this wonderful little flick that you clip up in the air over Melia's, I guess, his left hand with the outside of your right foot. Take me through the goal. And it was wonderfully worked because Ramirez put you in beautifully.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great ball by Christian, first of all. Good Zarek to see him as well. But as soon as I got in behind there, especially with that kind of space, I told myself I was going straight to goal and I was going to score this one. So I think I didn't see anything but glory for myself. I'm happy that, I mean, it would have been probably a little bit of a chewing out by Darwin if I didn't score that myself. But at the end of the day, we get the goal, and that's important. I'm happy for myself that I got the goal.
And this is right after you come on in the second half. I mean, it's incredible how quickly you have an impact. And then take me through the ball you delivered for the goal, because I mean, this was a thing of beauty. I loved watching this on the replay, on the post-game show, and everything on TV. Just absolutely gorgeous ball.
Yeah, I mean, I see him out of the corner of my eye kind of higher up on the line there, and it's always tough to play those balls when there's another defender in front of him there. But I see the space, and after I kind of get in between there, I have to play it at that time, because otherwise the space is going to get too small, and I just, you know, put it into a good area, and he has to be there for it, and he makes a great run and finishes it well.
Yeah, this is tremendous goals in this game. The other thing about Tab Ramos as a manager, what are some of the qualities you like about him? I think from the outside looking in, and he's a guy I've played against many, many moons ago, and I've watched his career and always knew him as such a technical soccer player, so it doesn't surprise me he has you playing the way he does. But what are some of the other things that jump out? He seems to be just a very, very honest up front guy.
Yeah, and I think honesty is an important quality that he does have, and he speaks with no BS, so to speak. You know, he tells you what he wants and he tells you what he needs, and keeps it, you know, keeps it short for you to do your job and do your role. And I think it elevates our team for each guy to know that you have a job and you have a role, and if you do it well, you will be rewarded. I think it just brings our team together even more, because you understand where you need to be and what you need to do.
How fun is it to be a part of this system where there is such a value placed on the ball? There is a value on everybody to obviously work with and without the ball, and very quickly in transition, you have to be thinking very differently. But how much fun is it playing in this system? It certainly looked fun last night, but I just think it's very identifiable and becoming more identifiable as the games go by.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, you can see from last night's game, and even if you watch some of the other games, we have great moments of that. I think it gets caught up in us not winning the game sometimes, and if we tie or we have lost, the game might get lost on our own side of how well we actually did play. And so I think it's something that we've been playing really well. We've been training it really well, just being comfortable on the ball and being comfortable keeping the ball, especially in tough moments. And guys running off the ball and guys wanting the ball is just as important. I think all in all, like, keeping the ball and also running for the ball is something we're working. And I think we've been working since day one in January. And it's nice to see it come all together.
Yeah, no question. You know, it looked so close against FC Dallas. I'm saying to myself, okay, does it take the next step up the ladder? And it absolutely did in the 5-2 win, because you got the validation of the goals and putting chances away. The other thing that really jumped out to me, and we're talking to Nico Hansen of the Houston Dynamo, attacker, goal and assist against Sporting Kansas City. I love the way you guys managed the game out. You seemed under control, tremendous use of the ball. It just seemed like a professional finish to that game.
Yeah, and I think that's another point as to how comfortable we are in those, you know, in those moments. You know, we don't concede and saying, you know, we're up 5-2, let's just give them a ball and make them win. And we're like, no, let's make them run, let's keep playing, let's keep making them, you know, earn a tie or earn a win. But we're gonna, like, this is our game and we're gonna take it. So I think our game speaks for itself in that aspect as well.
Is it a pretty radical change from last year, where you were a counter-attacking team, and generally, you know, you didn't win the possession category? Now you've won it two games in a row against two very possession-oriented teams. Is that a pretty radical change in the big picture? It's obvious you're getting it now, and people understand and are getting it by the day, the game, the training session. But is that a pretty radical change? Because let's face it, at the end of last year, you guys were a counter-attacking team, no question.
Yeah, and I think it also hasn't changed that much as far as what players we have. I think there's, two different guys since from what kind of lineup was last year. And so when you look at that for itself, I think it's we've had the players, and we've had the same talent and the same desire. I think it's just changing that mindset into it. And that's what we've been working on. And it's been phenomenal to see our own growth in that.
Nico Hansen joining us. Nico, it was a strange day yesterday, and I wanted to make this very clear to the people on our TV broadcast that you guys had to take a charter flight at 10:30, go to a hotel. You know, you're running around all day long where normally you'd be resting. You know, mentally your brain has to work when you're flying and getting into cars and going to hotels, then going to the stadium. Then you flew in last night. Take us through that a little bit and how that might have added to the challenge yesterday.
Yeah, I think initially thinking about it, it was going to be, you know, a tough day. I've had a few trips of leaving right after the game, which is no matter what time you come in, it's actually nicer to be able to come home and be home and sleep in your own bed. So That was never really an issue, but you know, we flew out early in the morning, spent a few hours in a hotel before going to the game, and even after the flight, and we got to the hotel, and we had we got to the hotel, and then we were going back down to lunch. I remember just we all kind of were thinking like, this isn't so bad, actually. You know, it turned out to be not so bad a trip, and everything was very efficient. And you know, as you said, it like kind of keeps you on your mind, keeps you on your toes, but it didn't actually. It was just a couple hours on a plane, eat, rest, eat, and then get ready for the game. And I would say I preferred it, honestly. It was just a quick day, rather than a weekend trip.
Now, what time did you guys arrive home?
I think we got in at around 1:32 a.m.
Oh, yeah. That's a good long day, but it must have been a nice plane ride home. I'm sure a few people were asleep too, right?
That plane ride home always feels better when you have a win under your belt. So that's when you come home with 3 points, the plane ride isn't so bad.
So last one before I let you go. I mean, obviously the goal for you, you want to be a starter. This is a great way to take an opportunity and prove something to a coach. You got the minutes down in the MLS's back tournament as well, and new additions coming to the team. The reality is there's a lot of competition being created, huh?
Yep. Yeah. And that's something that, you know, like I said, the Tabbers is honest about. He's like, there's always going to be competition, and you have to keep developing, and you have to keep wanting to have the drive and desire to be better. And you never know when a new guy can come in or what may happen. So I think it adds more depth. It adds more quality. It adds more, you know, building the level, raising the level of the entire team when you add more players that are going to help. So I think it's only a positive, but it is also going to be more of a challenge for everybody as a whole, but it'll be good for the team.
Nico, thank you so much for your time. Stay safe tonight. Congratulations on a very, very impactful 45 minutes. Great goal, great assist, and all the other things you did during your time in the second half. And we appreciate you coming on the program again.
Yep. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. That's the one and only Nico Hansen, goal and assist against Sporting Kansas City. His interview is brought to you by Lustau Vermouth. Don't forget Lustau Vermouth. Get a little Spain in your life. Lustau Vermouth, fun, whether over ice with tonic water, club soda, or paired in a gin and tonic with a little break of the orange peel and a few drops of lime juice. Lustau Vermouth, ask for it at your local liquor store, Lustau. And Hugh O'Connor, 7620 Katy Freeway in the Markey Entertainment Center. 18 TVs, big screens, Houston Liverpool supporters group home, our good friend Peter at Hugh O'Connor's. We'll take a break. More to come.
ESPN 97.5.